Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. You know, since we've been on this broadcast, we've brought messages that are very important for you to understand. We've talked about the Word of God in your life in detail. We've talked about our covenant relationship. We talked about how we walk in the spiritual realm. We've talked about the Holy Spirit coming into your life and how to be led by the Holy Spirit. We've talked about how we walk by faith, not by sight. We've talked about accurate New Testament prayer and how to pray prayers of authority and how to intercede effectively. And we've talked about how we've come into the position of being in the kingdom of God the day that we're born again, and then how we are to experientially enter into it as we use the authority delegated to us. And then we talked about Satan's strategy, how he comes against us to try to bring destruction and to take the word out of our hearts so it will not produce fruit. And then we've most recently been talking about putting on the armor of God. And putting on the armor of God is the result of us getting the word in our heart, in our mind, directing our steps, coming forth out of our mouth. And then as we have the armor of God on through the word dwelling and abiding in us, then we pray with all manner of prayer to overcome the enemy in our life. This brings us to the place where we need to discuss what we're going to do with this armor of God on, and that is that we're going to enter into spiritual warfare. God wants you to understand that life is spiritual, and your enemy is the devil, and you are going to engage in spiritual warfare to overcome him in your life. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 3, "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." He's a man of war, and he is going to arise, and he is going to fight the battle for you as you act upon the word of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, "To everything there's a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." And then in verse 8 it says, "A time to love, time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace." There is a time of war, and God wants you to enter into the spiritual warfare against your enemy to overcome him in your life. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible says this, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies that went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." Here, Timothy had some prophecies that were spoken over his life. But you know, if you've had some prophecies or words from the Lord that have been spoken over you, it's not automatic that they're going to come to pass. He had to war a good warfare to overcome the enemy who will try to hinder and stop the work of God being accomplished in your life. In 1 Timothy 6:12, the Bible says, "Fight the good fight of faith." You and I are going to engage in the spiritual fight. And it's a good fight. It's a fight of faith. We're always going to fight with our spirit of faith. And in Jeremiah 51, verse 20, he says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." You and I are God's battle axe. We are his weapon of war. And it says, "For with thee," that means God is going to use you and me to break in pieces the nations and destroy the kingdoms. You are a vessel that God wants to flow through in spiritual warfare to pull down the strongholds of the enemy, to overcome the enemy's activity in your life, and to see victory come forth. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 21, the word says this, "The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God." That tells you, unfortunately, that there's only a remnant who will return to the mighty God. It's God's will for everybody to return to the mighty God and engage in spiritual warfare. But unfortunately, we see in the body of Christ that there's only a remnant, a remainder, who are responding to the Lord to return unto him, the mighty God, and engage in spiritual warfare. Now in Exodus 13, verse 17, it says, "And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt." That shows you something, that people in the natural or people in the flesh will not want to engage in war. It said the people would repent or change their mind when they see war and they'd want to go back to Egypt. And Egypt is a type of the world in Scripture. And this speaks of the fact that when people see that they're going to have to fight a spiritual battle against spiritual enemies, unfortunately, many of them will return to the ways of the world instead of engaging in that spiritual warfare against the enemies. In Numbers chapter 32 and verse 6 and following, Moses said unto the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, "Shall your brethren go to war, and shall you sit here?" Here, there were ones that were going out to war, and the rest of them were just sitting there. He said, "Wherefore discourage ye the heart of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord hath given thee? Thus did your fathers, when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. For when they went up into the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, they discouraged the heart of the children of Israel, that they should not go into the land which the Lord had given them." Remember what happened in Numbers chapter 13? 12 went in, 10 came back with an evil report. Only 2 had the good report. Only the minority, only a remnant, was ready to go forth and to enter into battle to possess the land. Well, it says in Numbers 32:10 that the Lord's anger was kindled the same time, and he swears, saying, "Surely none of the men that came out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord." What does God want of you and me? He wants us to wholly follow the Lord. And that means we're going to engage in spiritual warfare against the spiritual enemies in our life. Well, the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. Well, down in verse 20, Moses said to them, "If you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord to war, and will go all of you armed over Jordan before the Lord until he hath driven out his enemies from before him, and the land be subdued before the Lord, then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord." So here he's saying that you're to get armed, we got to get the armor of God on, and we're going to go forth and we're going to do battle against our spiritual enemies. And we're supposed to continue to do that battle until the land be subdued underfoot. And notice he said that when you return, you will be guiltless before the Lord. That means that if you don't engage in spiritual warfare and drive the enemies out and possess the promised land that belongs to you, which are the promises of God, you will be guilty before him, because God has given you the land, given you the promises, and he told you to go in and possess it. But you're going to have to take it by warfare. In verse 23, he goes on and says, "But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." That means that if you don't engage in spiritual warfare to drive the enemies out and possess the promises of God, you have sinned against the Lord. Well, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spake unto Moses, saying, "Thy servants will do as my Lord commandeth." And then in verse 27 it says, "But thy servants will pass over, every man armed for war before the Lord to battle, as the Lord saith." You are putting on the whole armor of God, all the weapons of warfare, so that you are going to enter into the battle. Every one of us must war good warfare. Every one of us must enter into the spiritual fight against our enemies. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, he says this, "Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land, and begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle." Here it shows that they were going to begin to possess it. That shows that it is a process in driving the enemies out and possessing the spiritual land that God has given unto you. This reveals that spiritual warfare is not something that you're just going to engage in just for a moment in time or a very short period of time. He says you're going to begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. That shows that spiritual warfare is a process, the process of contending with the enemy in battle, and you're going to be continually battling against the enemy until you drive him out and you possess the promised land in your life. Well, over in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 41, here where they were supposed to be going forth into the battle, remember? It says, "Then he answered and said unto me, We have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when ye had girded on every man his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the hill." We find again that if you won't go up and fight your spiritual battles, you've actually sinned against the Lord. In Psalm 78:9, it talks about the children of Ephraim who turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law. They forgot his works and his wonders that he'd showed them. They would not enter into the battle. You're going to have to rise up and make the decision that you're going to engage in the spiritual warfare. It's important that you realize that all the physical things we see in the Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 18, he says, I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord your God hath given you this land to possess it. You shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are meet for war. Every single one of us are to be armed and go forth and fight the good fight of faith. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1, it says this, When thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Here it's talking about us going against the enemies in battle. And it talks about whatever you see, you can't be moved by what you see. Remember, that's what happened to 10 of the 12 spies back in Numbers 13. They were moved by what they saw, and they got in fear and brought up an evil report of the land and said they were not able to go up and possess it. So you've got to deal with any fear that would come against you. The devil tries to bring a spirit of fear against you to stop you from going forth. Well, it says, let not your hearts faint, fear not, do not tremble, don't be terrified because of them. Why? Because God is the one going with you. He's the one who fights the battle in the spirit against your enemies to save you and bring forth victory. Then in Deuteronomy 20, verse 8, the officer shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, What man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. That shows you that those that are in fear, those that are faint-hearted, they're not going to engage in the warfare. Spiritual warfare is for those that are going to fight that fight of faith and go forth without fear, without having any attitude of fainting. No, we're going to go forth and we're going to do warfare and we're going to battle until we see the victory come forth. In Deuteronomy 1:21, it says, How the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. The word possess means to occupy by driving out previous inhabitants. They had to drive the physical inhabitants out of the land. You and I are going to have to drive the spiritual inhabitants out of us to possess the spiritual promises of God in our life. So he said, As the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, Fear not, neither be discouraged. You can't let fear get a hold of you, and you cannot let discouragement get a hold of you. That's why he told them to be strong and of a good courage. You need to encourage yourself instead of letting yourself get discouraged. Encourage yourself in the Lord and go forth and fight those enemies with your faith. We'll talk more on this subject in the next broadcast. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.